Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Dalid. At the top of the Omer, the Gemara brings the memory of Rava. Rava is coming to answer the kasha which Rami Bar Chama asked at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Omer Beis. Rami Bar Chama is trying to understand in the Mishnah, which says that Shilin V'leirotza Lishova, so the Bible is makna the kefil over to the Shomer. If the ganav is eventually found and he pays kefil, the shomer is the one who gets the kefil and not the bailim. And Rami Bar Chama was bothered, how does this hakno work? L'cher it's a kinyan on a dover shaloi bala oilam. Rami Bar Chama explained that even if you hold like the shita of Rameir, that b'derech chal odom makna dover shaloi bala oilam, here where the kefils live, yidid asi, even according to Rameir, the kinyan should not be able to work because it's a dover shaloi bala oilam. And this Rava answered, Nase ka'imer loy, l'kashatigonev v'tirsev itzishalmeni, harei parosi k'nui l'chomei achshav. We look at it as if the Bailim told the Shomer that if eventually my para is stolen, and you're willing to pay for it instead of patering yourself with a shvua, so I'm being makna to my para now ready. Now ready meaning at the time he gives it to him to watch, at that time when the Shomer takes the para, if eventually in the end the para is stolen and the Shomer pays for it instead of swearing, so then the paras knuya it's considered to have belonged to the shemer already from the beginning. And therefore, the chiyuv kefil will go to the shemer. We'll look at it as if this par was stolen from the shemer, not from the original bailim. There's a great discussion both in the rishonim and in the achrenim. What exactly Rav over here means to say, harei parasi knuya l'chom mi'achshav. What exactly is the shemer kaina? And beikar the question is, what happens if eventually the ganav is found and the para is given back? So who gets the para? L'char, the pashas of the gemara would be mashma. The shemer is the one who gets the para. Since the mafkin is telling him, harei parasi knuya l'chom mi'achshav, it should be considered as if it was your para all along. So even though the Gemara says, as far as gizois uvladis are concerned, that's not included. The Gemara's machal between shvacha de gufa and shvacha de osim me'alma. But the question is, what about the para itself? If we find the para by the ganef and we get it back, so the bayim wants to keep his para, if the shemer already paid for it, so the bayim will be willing to give his money back, the main thing he wants is to be able to keep his para. The same shayla would also be if the shemer did not yet pay. As the Gemara says, b'hemshech, even if he says a reini mishalim, he hasn't yet paid, he also is kind of the para, he gets the kefil. And there also the same question would be, if the shemer wants the para, he says, I'll pay for it. Once he said a reini mishalim, the bayim was already makna the para to him, and that's why he gets the kefil. And the bayim says, don't pay for it. Once we found the para, I'd rather keep the para than get the money. The shayla is, in these cases, who has a schus to keep the para? So the chayr ifo learned the Gemara kipshutai, that when he says, Arei parasi knui l'chom mi'achshav, that he's actually being makna the para, and the chayr, the one to be able to keep the para, is the shemer. The Bayim will not have a schus to get his para back. So the shachin chay shemishva, simin reish tzadikei, sifkot and yud aleph, he says that l'chayr according to Taisvis, on daf lama gimel mabez, the Taisvis that we discussed in the previous year, in the Bermaskel Kagayim Peiris Dekel, the way Taisvis learns the shakel of the tie of the Gemara, the shach says, it would come out that the shemer is the one who's able to keep the para. As we explained, Taisus holds that even in the Havmi of the Gemara, in the Kash of Rami Bar Chama that he asked, Eino demakta dover shalei bala oilam, the Gemara at that point already understood that it's not the pshat that the Balaam is being makna just the kefil alone to the Shemer. Even in the Havmi, we understood that it's a case of para likfeila. Taisus compares this to a case of dekel lipeiresov or eved liknas, that he's makna the para for the purpose of getting the kefil, it's not a kinyan on the kefil itself, yet still the Gemara was bothered by even this should be a problem of Eino demakta dover shalei bala oilam. Since it's le'avili da'osi, the way Tosis learns this is a problem even in the case of para le'kefel, and because this kasha the Gemara had to answer the teretz of Rava, the nasa ka'im lo'i l'kashitigoni v'tirtivitza shalmeni harei parosi k'nui l'chom mi'achshov, and Tosis in the last line of the Dibur Maschal he explains that the teretz of the Gemara is saying, she'guf ha'para mocher lo'i, da'hashto ha'kefel shalo'i me'mela. In the teretz of the Gemara, Tosis is learning, we look at it as if he's selling him the whole para. Tosis uses the lashon of mocher lo'i. What this means to say is that if eventually the Shemer pays for the para, so the Baal para is makna to him l'mafreya from the moment that he gave it to the Shemer, he's makna to him the para. And Taisa says, the hashna kefil shaloi memela. Now the Shemer gets the kefil memela, this means to say that it wasn't a kinyan on the kefil. He gave over the whole para. Once we look at it, that the Shemer is considered the Baal of the para, so memela is as if it was stolen from the Shemer, and the ganav is mechayv to pay kefil to the Shemer, because he's the Baal ha-para. And the Shach says that the way it will come out according to Taisvis, that the Shemer is the real owner of the para, and even if we eventually will get back the para from the ganif, the Baal para would no longer have a schus to get back his para. He was already makna to the Shemer. And even though the Gemara says there are certain exceptions, as far as the gizeis and vlodeis, that the Baal para does have a schus to get, that's as the Gemara explains, because nasa ka'im relay chutz mi gizeiseo vlodeiseo, The Bainim excluded the Gizei Suv Lazois because that's a Shvach de Megufa that was not included, but Al-Kapam, as far as the Parah itself, the way the Shvach understands B'das Tosfos, the Shemer is the one who owns the Parah, and the Bainim would not have a schluss to get it back. However, the Shvach then brings that Kipshutai, the Rambam is mashmar not like this. The Rambam is in Perichah, Sochus, Shelo, Pikodai, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam brings the din of our Mishnah that if it's Shilin V'Lirotzeli Shova, so the din is that the Kaifa goes to the Shemer. And the Lashon of the Rambam is like this. Hamafker Itzel Chaveri Behim, Oikelim, V'Nignivu, Oyovdu, V'Omar Hini Mishalim, V'Lirotzeli Shova. The Rambam says the case is, even if he said Harini Mishalim, this as the Gemara discusses later on, even if he didn't pay, he just said Harini Mishalim, that's also enough for the Bam to be makna the Kaifel over to the Shemer. And the Rambam continues, if it's Nimsa Haganiv, Mishalim Tashlume Kaifel, Tovach Umochar Mishalim Tashlume Abav V'Chamisha, L'mi Mishalim, L'mi Shehoya Hapikodin Etzloi, Sharei Omar Eshalim. Since the Shemer says Ashalim, he said, I will pay, so he already is kind of the Kaifel na Abav V'Chamisha. Then the Rambam continues, and he says, Chozer Habeima Atzmo, Chayzeres L'Baaleo, Hi V'Gizeseo Uvladeseo, She'in Zeh Ashemer Kaina Shvach Habo Migufo, El Shvach Habo Me'ilov. The Rambam says, if the Parah comes back, we got it back from the Ganif, so we give the Parah to the Bailim, and he gets it along with the Gizeis and the Vladois, because the Gizeis and the Vladois are Shvach Habo Migufo, and that the Bailim was never Makna to the Shemer. So Beikar, this line of the Rambam is coming to be Mechadish, the din of the Gizeis and Vladois, that the Bailim gets it and not the Shemer. However, we also see from the Lashon of the Rambam that who gets the Behemah itself. The Rambam says, Chazra HaBehemah Atzmo LeBaileo, the Bailim is the one who gets the Parah, not the Shemer. L'chad, this is not like we were saying, B'das Tosfos. Now the Kesef Mishnah learns like this B'das Rambam. He quotes B'Shem the Talmid, the Harashma and HaPerek, who bring a ride to this, from the Gemara later on in the Masechu, Daf Kuf Ches Omer Aleph. B'Hakopam, the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam Kipshutai, that he's telling us that the one who gets the Parah is the Bailim and not the Shemer, and this will be not like the way the Shach understood B'das Tosfos. However, the Shach himself is matrik, and he says that you could say maybe even the Rambam would be maskim, the Be'etzim, the one who has the schus to get the Parah is the Shemer, not the Bailim. And he says the raya that the Talmidei Rashba brought for the Gemara later on, we could be matrik that raya. And he says that even the Rambam never really meant to say that the Bailim is the one who has the schus to get the Parah, that if the Shemer would want to keep it, he would be allowed to keep it. But since the case of the Rambam is that the Shemer never paid yet for the Parah, so some of the Shemer would be happy just to keep his money and let the Bailim keep his Parah. Either way, the main point that the Rambam is coming to tell us over here is about the Gizeis and Vladois. Therefore, the Rambam says this simply. He says the Behemah together with the Gizeis and Vladois go back to the Bailim. But Enoch Nami, the Rambam would be masking that if the Shemer insists that he wants the Behemah itself, then Enoch Nami, he would have a schus to get the Behemah, and then he would take the Behemah and give the Gizeis and Vladois to the Bailim. So the Shach is saying, Lamaisa, there is no machoikus between Taisus and the Rambam. Everyone is masking that when Rava says that we understand the Bailim means to tell the Shemer, Harei Parasi Knui Lechomi Achshav, so it's Kipshutai that the Parah really is owned by the Shemer, and the Bayam no longer has the schus to get back his Parah. So this is the Shita of the Shach. However, as we said, the Kesef Mishnah is before that he understood in the Rambam not like this, and the Chedusha Reb Chaim Halevi as well, the Perach of Gimel Hochos Mechir Halocha Gimel, he understands the Rambam Kipshutai that it means to say that the Bayam still has the schus to get back his Parah. And the question would be, how did the Rambam learn the Gemara according to this Mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah in Reb Chaim? So Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam learned different than Tosfos. We saw that Tosfos learned, even in the half meaning of the Gemara, it cannot be that there was a tzad that the Bayam is makna only the Kefel alone to the Shemer. Tosfos had two kashas to prove this, and because this Tosfos said that even in the half meaning of the Gemara we understood that what he's being makna is the Parah Likfela, similar to Dekel Lipei Roisov, and still the Gemara held that even that would be a problem of Eino de makna Dover Shalei Bala Olam. And since Tosfos learned the half meaning of the Gemara like that, so in the Teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Harei Parasi Kenui Lechomi Achshov, it can't be that the Gemara is answering that it's a case of Parah Likfela. That was the half meaning of the Gemara. The Teretz Gemara has to be saying more than that. It has to be that he's makna the Parah itself. And for that reason, Tosfos holds that the Parah itself isn't really connected to the Shemer. As Tosfos says, the reason why the Shemer gets the Kefel is because HaKefel Shelo Memela. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the Bayam would not have a schus to be Tavea his Parah. However, Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam learned the Gemara differently. The Rambam learned that in the half meaning of the Gemara, we really thought that you're being makna the Kefel itself. As far as the kashas of Tosfos, we saw in the previous year there are different ways to answer these kashas. Rakapan and Reb Chaim says that the Rambam held originally the Gemara thought that the Hakna is on the Kefil itself. In the Teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Arei Parasi Knu Lechomi Achshov, the Gemara really means to say that this is the Hakna of the Parah Likefil. In other words, the way the Rambam learns the Maskana is the way Tosfos is learned in the Havmin of the Gemara. According to the Rambam, even in the Teretz of the Gemara, we're not saying that he's makna the whole Parah. The words Parasi Knu Lechomi Achshov mean that my Parah is connected to you Le'inin the Chiv of Kefil, as opposed to the Havmir of the Gemara that he's makna only the Kefil itself, and therefore the Ram holds the halacha that if we get the Parah back from the Ganif, then the Baal is the one who gets the parah and not the Shomer. Reb Chaim over there has an arichus to explain, according to this, the Gemara is assuming as the Dover posture that parah likfeila would work, it would not be a problem of a kinyan on Dover Shleibel Oilom. And in the second Gittin Daf Membeis, which Tosis quoted, over there the Gemara has a sophic legabe ever the knas, whether the Hakana could work. What's the chelik between these two cases? This is the arichus of Reb Chaim. But Agapanim, again, as far as Erster go, the Rambam is learning that the half meaning of the Gemara was that the Hakana is on the Kefil itself, and Teretz that it's Hakana on the parah likfeil. Originally, the Gemara thought that Hakna Parah Likeifel would also include Gizis of Vladais, meaning if he was Makna the Parah Likeifel, that should also include that he's Makna the Parah for all Shvach, which comes from it, and that the Gemara is Machag between Shvachad and Meila and Shvachad Asi Migufa. Agapan, what we have up until this point is that Badas Taisvis, the Shach says, the Shem will be able to keep the Parah. Badas the Ram, we have a Machlikis, the Pashas, this is where the Kesef Mishnah learns, and Reb Chaim, the Baim will be the one who gets back the Parah, and the Shach is Madcha, that maybe even the Ram would be Maskim. If the Shemer insists that he wants the parah, he would have a schus to keep it. Now, Reb Kweg over here in the Sugah, he learns that even Bedas Tosfos, if we get back the parah from the Ganif, the one who gets the parah is the Baal and not the Shemer. Reb Kweg understood this as a Dover Pasha, the Baal never means to be makna his parah over to the Shemer. The Baal will definitely want his parah back if it's found. And he learns the Gemara's Teretz, that Nasik Aymle Likashitigon if it tirts of it to Shalmen Hare Parasi Knu Lachomi Achshov. The Gemara means to say like this, that originally we thought, again, we're going in the Shita of Tosfos, that even in the Havamino, we understood that it's not a Hakna on the Kefil itself, rather it's a Hakna on the Parah Likefil, and still the Gemara was bothered that it's a Kinyan on Dover Shalai B'Loilom, because it's Le'avidi Da'asi. And Gregor explains that the Teretz of the Gemara is that Erechanami, if he was only Makna the Parah for the Kefil and not for anything else, that since the Kefil is Le'avidi Da'asi, it would be a problem of Kinyan on Dover Shalai B'Loilom. But in the Teretz of the Gemara is Mechadish, that he's Makna the Parah not only for the Kefil, but also in other Shvach Da'asi Me'alma. We'll see later on the Aflamet Hey Amidah of the Gemara's Mavur that Le'inyan Yukra, meaning if the Chafis went up in value, when we got it back from the Ganif, we found that it was worth more than it was originally, so that extra value would go to the Shemer, not to the Baalim. That's included in Shvach Da'asi Me'alma, and that's called something which is Avidi Da'asi, as opposed to Kefil, which is Le'avidi Da'asi. The Gemara says that Kefil, a lot of things have to happen in order for there to be a Chiv of Kefil, that's Le'avidi Da'asi, but Yukra, for something to go up in value, this is something which happens often. So this is Shracht Asi Me'alma, and it's Avidi Da'asi, that would go to the Shemer. And the way Reb Kweg is learning the Teretz of the Gemara, Be'ikur the Gemara is trying to say, that since he's Makna not only the Kefil, but any Shracht Asi Me'alma, and since there is Shracht Asi Me'alma, which is Avidi Da'asi, so then the Hakna would work even on the Kefil, which is Lo Avidi Da'asi. If the Hakna would only be on something which is Lo Avidi Da'asi, that would be a problem of Dover Shalai B'la'ilam. Once the Hakna also includes something which is Avidi Da'asi, parts of this Hakna are Avidi Da'asi, and parts are Lo Avidi Da'asi, then the Hakna would work on everything, it would work on the Kefil as well. This is how Reb Kweg understands the Teretz of the Gemara, but Agapan Reb Kweg says that as far as the Parah itself, even Tosfos would be maskim, that the Baal would want to keep the Parah for himself, therefore if we find the Parah, we get it back from the Ganif, the Baal is the one who gets the Parah. Agapan, to summarize, we said that the Pashas of Tosfos is that Tosfos would hold that the Parah does not go back to the Baal, it stays by the Shemer, and this is how the Shach learns Bedas Tosfos. Reb Kweg, however, learns that even Bedas Tosfos, the Baim will have a schus to get the Parah. In Bedas Rambam, we said that the Pashas is that the Parah does go back to the Baalim. This is how the Kesef Mishnah learns, and this is how Reb Chaim learns. However, as we said, the Shach is Matcha, he says that maybe even the Rambam could be maskim. If the Shemer insists that he wants to keep the Parah, he would be allowed to. Now, just mention one more point from the Nesivis. This is in Reish Tzadikei, Sifkat and Dalid. He also understands the Rambam Kipshutai, that the Parah goes back to the Baalim, and he's explaining what is the Pshat. Lecher, the Gemara says, not like this. In Teretz of Rava, the Baalim was makna the Parah to the Shemer. So he explains that really the Rambam holds Alderach Tosfos. And even in the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought that the Hakna is on the Parah Likfeila. However, as Tosfos himself pointed out, the Gemara Gittin has a suffix whether this would be a problem of Kinyan on Dover Shalai B'la'ilam. The Gemara Tut started by the case of Eved Leknas, and this case of Parah Likfeila would be the same thing. And Tosfos says that our Gemara is going according to the Tzad, that Eved Leknas would not be a good Hakna. Therefore, Parah Likfeila would have the same problem. And for that reason, we have to say the Teretz of Rava, that it's Nasek Ha'imrullah Hirei Knu L'Chomi Achshov, but in Echami, according to the Tzad of the Gemara and Gittin, that it's not a problem of a Kinyan on Dover Shalai B'la'ilam by Eved L'Knas, and by also by Parah Likfeila, would not be a problem of a Kinyan on Dover Shalai B'la'ilam, and the Gemara would not have to come on to the Teretz of Rava. Since that Gemara is a Boyd L'Ivshita, the Nesivis explains, the Rambam therefore paskin that it's a Sofik, meaning it's a Sofik in Erasigur, whether we have to come on to the Teretz of Rava, or the Hakna would work even without saying that the Kinyan is on the whole Parah. And therefore, as far as who gets the parah itself, the Rambam says that Uki Memoinu Becheskas Mori, the Baal will have a schus to get back his parah, since we have a suffix whether he meant to be makna the whole parah on the side of the Gemara and Gittin, that Eved L'Knas is a good Aknah, so Parah L'Kfeil will also be a good Aknah. You would not have to be Mechayr Shri, meant to be Makdah the whole Parah. On the side of the Gemara Gittin, that it's not a good Aknah by Eved L'Knas, he also would not be a good Aknah, and you would have to come on to the Teretz of Rava. Since it's a Sophic, the Raman Paskins, Uki Mamoinu Becheskas Marakama, the original Bailam of the Parah, he has a source to get back his Parah, since it's a Sophic, if he meant to be Makdah over to the Shemer. Therefore, he'll give the Shemer back his money, and the Baal Parah will keep his Parah. This on the Sivs explains the Rambam. According to this, we don't have to say Al Derech Reb Chaim that the Rambam learned the whole Shaka of Atari of the Suga differently than Tosfos. The Rambam can learn Mamish like Tosfos. However, as Tosfos himself says, our whole Gemara is based on one side of the Gemara in Gittin, and since it's a Sophic that Gemara, it's an Abayit Ifshita, the Rambam therefore paskins that the Baal Parah will have a schus to get back his Parah. Now, continue on in the Gemara brings an Ika Da'amri, another Loshin from Rava, and that is Nasa Ka'imla Likashati Gonev Vitirs Vitzishalmini. As opposed to the first chat, where it's Nasi Ka'imulai Harei Parasi Knui Lecha Me'achshav, according to the second lesson of Rava, it's Nasi Ka'imulai Samach Lignei Vasa Knui Lecha, and as the Gemara's Mavur Behemshech, this will answer the Kasha of Reb Zera, the Kasha from the Gizos and Vlodos, according to the second lesson, the Gizos and Vlodos up until the point where the Shemir paid for the Gneva, all those it's partial that it goes to the Bailim, because he was not Makna the Parah L'mafreya for the moment that he gave the Bikadin, rather only Samach Lignei Vasa. And Rashi over here in Dibra Maschel Nasa Ka'imrloi, he explains, Bishah Shem Masrloi. Rashi is explaining that the Nasa Ka'imrloi is at the time that he gave the Pikadain, it's as if he told him that it will be nicknamed to you, Samach L'Gnevasa, if eventually it's stolen and you pay for the Gneva. Just as in the first Lashon, the Nasa Ka'imrloi is at the moment of the Mesiris HaPikadain, according to Rashi, the second Lashon as well, the Nasa Ka'imrloi is at that moment, and the only difference is that it's as if he told him that Samach L'Gnevasa, that's when the Kinyan will be Chal. And Mashovir asks Akasha and Rashi, why does Rashi have to say this, that the Nasa Ka'imrloi is at the time of the Mesiris HaPikadain? Either way, we're not talking about something which he actually said, or he actually had in mind, rather this is what we would assume he would want, and therefore Rashi could just say that it's as if he told him, right at that moment, Samach L'Gneva, that I'm being makdeh to you, the Pikadain right now, that when it gets stolen and then you pay for it, it should be nikneh to you at this moment. This is the Kasha of the Mashah, and he does not offer a teretz. Now the Peshua brings this Kasha of the Mashah. He says, L'anias daiti, the pshat is that the concept of Nasa Ka'imrloi, the pshat is that it's an umdana. We assess that that he's giving it al das kain, this is something that he would want, and therefore it's Nasa Ka'imrloi, as if he said it beferish. And therefore the Pnei Yeshua says, this makes sense at the time of the Mesira, however, right before the Geneva, it's not shaykh to say this musik of Nasa Ka'imrloi. He doesn't know when this moment of right before the Geneva is taking place. He's not having any interaction with the Nifkar at that moment. Therefore, it's not shaykh to say Nasa Ka'imrloi. The only possibility to say Nasa Ka'imrloi is at the time of the Mesira. This is how the Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi. Now, the Ktesa Choshen has a different mahalach in Rashi, and Simon Kuf Peites, Sifkot and Aleph. He quotes over there the Lashon of the Tur. The Tur talks about a case where a Mafkid gave a Pikadin to a Shemer, and is sitting in the house of the Shemer, and then they decide that the Mafkid wants to sell it to the Shemer. They agree on the terms of the sale, and they both have Kavanah that the Kinyan should be Chal. Still, the Torah says the kinyan does not work until they actually do a ma'aseh kinyan. In other words, the fact that it's sitting in the reshus of the nifgad, we don't say that he's kinyan with kinyan chotzer. Another kinyan has to be done over here. And the Ktois quotes the Taz over there in Simon Kuf Peites, who explains the pshat in the Torah is based on Rashbam and Baba Basra. Rashbam and Daf Pehei Amud Alef is mavur that when there's a chafis which is sitting in the reshus of the nifgad, we don't consider that it's in the house of the nifgad, that it's in his reshus, rather the place where the chafis is munach. That actual makim is considered to have been lent to the mafkid. Meaning the shemer is lending this makim, this place where he places down the chafetz, he's lending it to the mafkid for the purpose of keeping the chafetz there. This is how the Taz explains the Torah. For this reason, the nifgad cannot be kind with the kinyan chotzer, because we consider this makim to belong to the mafkid and not to the nifgad. The Ktois then is marich about this Rashbam, he brings the marit, and he's brought that there should be a difference whether it's miyachid le makim or loy miyachid le makim, where they agreed upon a designated place where the chavitz will be stored. If so, we could understand that the makam is considered to have been lent to the mafkid. If, however, they did not designate a specific place, then the chavitz, we don't say that this makam is lent to the mafkid. The Hakopan Behemshach L'Ktois over there brings Ersugya. He asks, the chavitz, Ersugya is mavur, not like this Yisoid, because in the second Lashon of the Gemara is mavur, that it's Nasi Ka'imrloi L'Kishatigoni V'Tirtzavitza Shalmini Samach L'Gnevasa Kinui L'Kha, and which kinyan was done on this para. Rashi explains the kinyan that's being done is the kinyan of Chotzer. The Gemara is really mavur like this because the Gemara says that if it's Kaima Ba'agam, then it will not work. It has to be that the part is in the Rishus of the Nifgad at the time that it was stolen in order for his Chotzer to be kind of for him. Ba'akopam, the Kasha that the Ktais asks is that according to the Taz, based on this Rashbam, the Chara Kinyan Chotzer cannot work over here since when the part is in the Rishus of the Shemer, the makom where it's standing is be'etzim considered to belong to the mafkin, not to the shomer. So how could the shomer be kinyan with the kinyan of chotzer? And the Ktos says we can answer this kasha based on the diga that the Marsha made in Rashi. Rashi says that Nasa Ka'imla means b'shoshem mosroloy, not that the Nasa Ka'imla is at that moment right before the Geneva, rather the Nasa Ka'imla is at the time of the Mesira when he gave over the Bikadin. That's when it's as if the Mafkid said that if it'll get stolen and eventually you'll pay for it, it'll be nicknet to you right before the Geneva. So we also understand that he means to say that at that moment right before the Geneva, it should no longer be considered in my Rishus. Even though, as we explained from the Rashbam, while the parah is in the Rishus of the Shemer, the Mokum where the parah is standing is considered to have been lent to the Mafkid. But here the Mafkid saying that right before the Geneva, at that moment, it should not be considered in my Rishus. Rather, I'm forfeiting that right, and that Mokum will be considered yours, and therefore the Shemer will be able to be kinyan with the kinyan of Chatzar at that moment. If, however, the Nasa Ka'imrlai was at the time right before the Geneva, then he would not be able to be kinyan with the kinyan of Chatzar. Meaning, if at the moment the Pikadon was given over, it was given over for a limited amount of time, until right before the Geneva, so the Chatzar also was given over from the Nifkad to the Mafkid also for a limited amount of time. As soon as the Zman of the Pikadon is over, which is right before the Geneva, the Chatzar also goes back. Therefore, the Chatzar can't be used to make the Kinyan. However, if the original Pikadon was not given with any limited amount of time, so then the only way the Chatzar will go back from the Mafkid to the Nifkad is when the Pikadon is given back. Unless the Pikadon is actually given back to the Mafkid, the Chatzar also doesn't go back from the Mafkid to the Nifkad, and therefore the Chatzar cannot be used to make the Kinyan. This is how the Ksais explains the Shita of Rashi over here in the Sugya to answer the Kasha of the Mashal, where Rashi, even in the second Lashon, had to explain that the Nasa Ka'imerloi is at the moment of the Mesira of the Parah. Now continue on. The Gemara says, "May binayu, what's the nafkamina between the two mahalchim of Rava? The first mahalach that the Nasa Ka'imer is, Harei Parosi Kanu Yilucha Me'achshav, and the second mahalach, that Samach Lignevasa Kanu Yilucha." And this Gemara says, the first nafkamina is Kosher Derab Zera. And according to the second Lashon, you don't have the Kasha from Gizis and Vlodis. The Aush Gemara asked that the Brice says, Mavur, Chutz Megizisah Vlodisah, that the Gizis of Vlodis do not go to the Shemer, rather they go to the Bailim. According to the first Lashon, the Kasha was that if he was Makna the Parlam Mafreya, so the Shemer should get the Gizis and Vlodis, and we have to be Mechadish, that's Nasik Emre Chutz Megizisah Vlodisah. According to the second Teretz, the Kasha does not begin because it's possible that Gizis and Vlodis go to the Bailim since he was not Makna the Parlam Mafreya, only from Shah Achas Samach Lignevasa. Now the Maram Shif over here makes an important point. He says, the Chayyim the Gemara could have said another nafkamina, not only whether you could ask the Kasha of Rabbi Zera, but the Maisa, what's the din of the Gizis of Vlodis after the Sha'achas Samach Lignevasa? According to the first Mahalach of Rava, we had to be Mechadish that the Nasik Aimerloi is Chutz Migizisel of Vlodisel, the Bayam never meant to be Makna the Gizis and the Vlodis over to the Shemer. And therefore, even the Gizis of Vlodis after the Gneva also would not go to the Shemer, that would also go to the Bailim. However, according to the second Lashon, that we didn't have to be Mechadish Chutz Migizisel of Vlodisel, so the Gizis of Vlodis before the Geneva, that's posture that it would go to the Bailim. But the Gizis of Vlodis after the Geneva, that Lachar should go to the Shemer. Since according to the second Lashon, we were never Mechadish, that there's a difference between the Shvacha Da'asim Me'alma and the Shvacha Da'asim Me'gufa, so even the Gizis of Vlodis from the Shvachas Samach L'Geneva should go to the Shemer. This is the Ha'ara of the Maram Shif, and the truth is, Rabbi Kveger learns that this is actually what the Gemara does mean. When the Gemara says, Ikir B'nai Kusher D'Rab Zera, the Gemara does not simply mean whether we could ask the Kasha of Rab Zera. Rather, the Gemara means to say the nafkamina is whether we have to be mechadish the teretz which we answer to the kash of Rab Zera. According to the first lashon, that we ask the kash of Rab Zera from Gizis of Vlodis, and we have to be mechadish between shvacha d'asim me'alma and shvacha d'asim me'gufa, so the Gizis of Vlodis will not go to the shemer, even the Gizis of Vlodis after the Geneva. Hashenkin, according to the second lashon, that we did not have the kash of Rab Zera, and we did not have to be mechadish such a chilik, then the Gizis of Vlodis from the shachas samach l'Geneva will actually go to the shemer. This is how Rabbi Kveger learns the pshat in the Gemara. And Kveger proves that this din is correct from the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara over there talks about a case of Kipi, jewelry which was given over to a Shemer to watch, and he lost it. Eventually it was found, and at the time that it was found, it had gone up in value. But meanwhile, the Shemer had already paid for the jewelry which he lost. And the Gemara over there is Mavur, that Be'etzem, we should have said the same din of the Mishnah. The same way the Mishnah says as far as the Kefel, that if it's Shilin V'lerotza Lishava, the Shemer gets the Kefel. So too, as far as the Yukra, the increase in value of these Kipi, this is Shvach, and the Gemara's Mavur that really the Shemer should get it, since it was Shilin V'leirotza Lishava. And the Rishenu over there discuss, why should the Shemer get it? L'chair, this should be similar to Shvach HaDe'asim Me'gufa, and not Shvach HaDe'asim Me'alma. There are a number of Mahachim and the Rishenu, we'll discuss this later on in Daf Lamed Hey, but Al-Kapam, the Shidu Mekubetzes over there brings B'Shem the Rosh, one Mahalach, to explain this. That the Pshat is that sig is gone like the second Lashon of the Gemara over here. The second Lashon of Rova, that the Hakna is Shorachas Samuch L'Gnei Vasa, According to that, the din will be that even shvacha de asa migufa, like yukro, which the one over there is talking about, that also will go to the shemer. And the pshat is the Kvager says, aderech, we're saying now, that we don't have to be mechag between shvacha de asa mi'alma and shvacha de asa migufa. According to the second lashon, even gizis uvladais, which are asa migufa, from the moment of the geneva, that would go to the shemer. And therefore, yukro also, even though it's shvacha de asa migufa, that would also go to the shemer. From here we see clearly, like the Maram Shif and the Bekvager are suggesting, that according to the second Lashon, even Shvach HaDasa Megufa would go to the Shemer from the moment of Samach L'Gnei Vasa. Now I'll just mention one more Maram Mokayim, the Shach, and Simon Reish Tadikei Sifkot Antes, he says like this as well, the Arush the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin La'alocha, that there's a chilek between Shvach HaDasa Me'alma and Shvach HaDasa Megufa. The Shach says that this is Muchach, that they're passing like the first Lashon, because according to the second Lashon there is no such chilek. Any shvach, whether it's asa mi'alma or asa mi'gufa, from the moment of samach l'gneva, all of that the Baalim is makna to the shomer. Now I'll continue on. Behemshech, the Gemara brings the memo of Rav Papa. Rav Papa is mechadash, even if a shomer says a taina which is mechayiv him, for example, a shomer chinam who says that I was peisheya, or a shomer sachar who says nignava, since the maaseh they could have had a different taina which would have patterned them, a shomer chinam could have said that it was nignava without a pshia, and a shomer sachar could have said that it was an oinis. Therefore, even in these cases, the Baalim is makna the kefal to the shomer. By a shayel, the Gemara has two lashonis with Asher of Papa. The first lashon is, since the only way he could have patterned himself is by saying meisa machas malocha, and that's something which is loishchiach, he would not have wanted to tain of that, therefore the Baalim is not makna the kefal. According to the second lashon, even a shayel, which the only way he could pattern himself is with the tain of meisa machas malocha, still the Baalim over there also is makna the kefal to the shayel. Now the problem with this memo of Rav Papa, which a number of Rishayim address, is how does he fit with the Lashon of the Mishnah? The Lashon of the Mishnah is that by a Shemer Chinam, who was Shilin Velirota Lishova, and the Mishnah adds the words, Shaharei Omru Shemer Chinam Nishba V'yotze, over there the din is the Baalim is Makna the Kefal to the Shemer Chinam. The Mashmois of the Mishnah is, the only time the Baalim is Makna the Kefal is where the Shemer said a taina which he really could have patterned himself with a Shvuah, over there if he pays and does not make the Shvuah, there the Baalim is Makna the Kefal to the Shemer. The Mishnah is Mashma that if the taina that the Shemer said cannot have patterned himself, if it would have been a Shemer Chinam who would have tainer Peisheya, or a Shemer Sachar who says Nignava, even though there is a different tainer which he could have said, which would have patterned himself, but this tainer he cannot patter himself with, even if he does make a Shvuah, the Mashmaos of the Mishnah is that in this case he does not get the Kefal. So as we'll see, there are a few Mahalchim and Yishenim, and there are a few important Yisaitis which come out from here. So we begin with the Ramban, and the Ramban is back on the Mishnah. He's bothered by this Kasha that the Mishnah is Mashma, Dafka because he's saying a tainer which could have patterned him. He says, L'cher, the Gemara is before now like this. Even a Shemer Chinam who said Peisheya, this is a taina which should not have patterned him, or Shemer Sachar who says Gneva, there also the din is that the Baalim is makna the kefal to the Shemer. And Ramban says you have to be matcha that when the Mishnah says a lashon of Nignavu, it means even a Gneva bipshia. So even though a Shemer Chinam is mechuyiv by a Gneva bipshia, but the Maaseh still he could have made a Shvuah, meaning he could have made a Shvuah b'sheker. He could have claimed that it was Nignavu without a Pshia, and he could have made a Shvuah to patter him, and the same would also be by a Shemer Sachar who says Gneva, he could have made a Shvuah that it was an Einis. And according to one lashon, even by a shayel, he could have made a shvuah that it was meisa machmas melacha. The Mishnah is telling us that in these cases, the Baalim is makna the kefal to the shomer. And beikar, what the Mishnah is coming to exclude is a case where he could not have patterned himself by a shvuah, meaning he didn't even have the option of a shvuah sheker to pattern himself. And that would be in a case where Edom saw that it was nignav bepshia. If Edom saw that the shomer chinam was peisheya, then he had no way of patterning himself, even with a sheker. If he would have made a shvuah that it was nignav without a pshia, we would not have believed him against the Edim. Therefore, in that case, the din is that the Baalim would not be makna the kefal to the shomer. That's basically what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. There has to be some option of patterning himself, even if it's an option of a shvuah sheker. The Ramban explains that there is a chiddush even in this case, that if there were Edim that he was peisheya, that he does not get the kefal. The chiddush is that one may have thought that since he was masking right away to pay, and he was not matriach the Baalim to come to Bezdin, that would be enough for the Baalim to be makna the kefal to the shomer. Still, the Mishnah is before now like that. If the Maaseh there was no, he could have patterned himself, the fact that he wasn't Matriach the Baalim, that's not going to be enough for the Baalim to be Makna the Kefal to the Shomer. And the Ramban continues and he says, it's Muchach like this, he brings a Raya, that you can't say that the Pshat on the Mishnah is Dafka in a case where the Shomer Chinam was Tain, that it was a Gneva, and therefore the Taina that he's saying really is a Taina's Ptur. Because if that's true, the Ramban says, how the Maaseh do we believe him that he was not Peisheya? A Shomer Chinam never has the manas to say that he was not Peisheya unless he makes a Shvuah. And here, if we're going to want to suggest that the Pshat on the Mishnah is Dafka in a case where the Shemachina was saying a tainas ptur, he's telling us that I was not peisheya, rather it was gneva v'aveda. Since the Maaseh he's paying and he's not making the shvuah, so he doesn't have the manus to say that he was not peisheya. So how can we say that he's only getting the kefal because the taina which he said is a tainas ptur? He wasn't peisheya. From here, the Ramban proves that it doesn't have to be that the taina that he's saying is a tainas ptur. As long as he had the option of patrick himself with a shvuah, even if it would be a shvuah sheker, that would be enough for the Bayam to be makna the kefal to the shemer. And as we explained, the Kohen Tarban, the only thing that it's coming to be made is a case where there were edim and he would not have been able to patrick himself even with a shvuah sheker. This is the shita of the Ramban. Now the Rashba, however, he argues on the Ramban. The Rashba is also back on the Mishnah, and he brings this shita of the Ramban, and he says, he brings the right from the Yushamina like this, that even if there were edim who saw that the Shem Rechina was Pesheya, and if he had no option of patterning himself, still the din is that if he pays, he gets the Kefal. However, the Rashba then continues and he asks, what is the chilik between the Shayal, according to the first Lashon of Rav Papa, since Mesim Achamas Melocha is Leishchiach, so that's considered that the Shayal had no way of patterning himself, therefore the Bam is not makna the Kefal to the Shayal. What is the chilik over here also, the Shem Rechina had no way of patterning himself if the Edim saw that he was Pesheya? And the Rashba's masber that there's a chilik between the Shem Rechinam and the Shayal. A Shem Rechinam in most cases does have a way to pattern himself. He could tell you that it was not Pesheya, that it was Nignava or Nevda. And Hashem Resachar B'derech Klal has a way to pattern himself by saying that it was Nensa. If the Bayam has Das to be makted to the Shemer at the time of the Messiah, he's thinking that as long as you aren't Matriach me to come to Bezdin, you're willing to pay, so I'll be makted the Kefel to the Shemer. If there's no chilik whether the Shemer is saying a Taina which would have patterned him, or if it's Hashem Rechinam who's saying that it was Pesheya, or Hashem Resachar who's saying that it was Nignava or Nevda, that's a Taina HaMechayeves. And even in a case where we had no option of saying a shvuah sheker, since Edim saw that he was Pesheya, still the din is the Bayam is always makna the kefel to the Shemer, as long as the Shemer is not matriach him to come to Bezdin. Hashem came by a Shayal, where the Bayam knows that there's no way the Shayal could pattern himself, he's not going to want to say Meisim Achmas Melocha, because that's a tainah, that's something which is Leishchiach. Therefore, by a Shayal, the Bayam never has Das Mitchila to be makna the kefel to the Shayal. According to the second Lashon, even by a Shayal, he could say Meisim Achmas Melocha, there is a way to pattern himself. Therefore, by Shayal, also the Bayam does mean to be makna the Kefal. Hakopam, the Rashba is arguing on the Shita of the Ramban, and he also said, even if there were Edom who saw that the Shem Rechina was Pesheya, still the Bayam is makna the Kefal to the Shemer, as long as the Shemer was not Matriachim to come to Bezdin. And as far as the Lashon of the Mishnah, Shilin Vilarotzi Lishova, the Shem were Medaik over there, that's Mashma, the Dafka in the case where he had the option of patterning himself with a Shvuah, Lachar in this case, where there were Edom who saw that he was Pesheya, he did not have such option. So the Rashba says, the Mishnah really is coming to be made something else. It's come to be made in a case where the Shemer could patter himself without anything, he doesn't even have to make a Shvuah. For example, if there were Edom who saw that the Shemer Chinam was not Pesheya, that it was stolen from him without him being Pesheya, or by a Shemer Sachar, if Edom saw that it was Nensa, in this case the Bayam never meant to be Makna the Kefel, he only meant to be Makna in a case where the Shemer had some obligation to the Bailim, either a Chi of Shvuah or a Chi of Tashlumin. In this case, if the Shemer didn't owe anything to the Bailim, he decided on his own he wants to come forward and pay for the Pikadain, even though he had no obligation at all. This was not included in the Hakna. The Bayam never meant to be Makna the Kefal in this case, because here the Shemer is paying for something which is unexpected. It's like he's buying the Chayfitz now, and the original Bayam was still considered to have been the owner at the time of the Geneva, therefore he'll be the one to get the Kefal and not the Shemer. Now the Ritva over here, this is the Ritva Chadoshim, also back on the Mishnah. At first he brings the Mahalach of the Ramban in the Mishnah, and says this is Dochik in the Lashon of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi, when the Mishnah says Nignavu or Nevdu, it really means even a Nignavu of a Pshia, where the Shem Rechinim is Chayiv. The Ritva says the Lashon of the Mishnah is not Mashm like this. And then the Ritva continues on and he brings the case of the Rashba, where there were Edom who were made to patter him. For example, if they were made on Shem Rechinim, that it was Nignav from him and he was not Pesheya, the Rashba held that in that case, the deal will be that the Bayam is not Makna the Kefal to the Shemer. And the Ritva argues on this. He says, even though the Yushalmi is Mvur al Derech the Rashba, but he brings the right that the Bavli argues on the Yushalmi. And the Ritva holds that the din will be, and in this case, he is makna the kefil over to the Shemer, even though there were Edim who were made that the Shemer is potter. And he explains the Mishnah a different way. This is the third Mahalach in the Mishnah. And that is when the Mishnah says, Nignavu Isha Ovdu, it means that we know Bibiris, we know definitely that it was lost or stolen, meaning the case is talking about that there were Edim who were made that it was Nignav, and it was Nignav Shiloi Bibshia. On this, the Mishnah tells us that the din is that the Shemer Chinam will get the kefil, and when the Mishnah says, Leloshen Chari Yomru Shemer Chinam Nishpev Yitze, the Mishnah is stressing that this din is true dafka by a Shemer Chinam, who is potter by Gneva Vaveda, as opposed to a Shemer Sachar who is Chayiv. Thereby, Shemer Sachar, if there were Edom who were made that it was Nignava, so the Shemer Sachar has no way of patterning himself, and the Edom were made that he is Mechuyiv, of there the din is the Bayam is not makna the Kefal to the Shemer. In other words, the Ritva holds on one hand, like the Ramban, that in the case where the Edom are made on his Chiyiv, of there the din is the Bayam is not makna the Kefal to the Shemer, and on the other hand, in the case of the Rashba, where the Edom are made on his Ptur, the other Ritva holds not like the Rashba. He yells that the Bayam is makna the kefal to the Shemer, and therefore the way he learns the Mishnah is that the case of the Mishnah is that there were actually Edim who were made by a Shemer Chinam, that it was Nignava, and that the Mishnah tells us that since the Shemer Chinam is Patron Gneva Vaveda, Therefore, he will get the kefal. Mashenkin, if it would have been Hashem Resachar, who's mechiv on Gneiv Aveda, and there were eight more made that it was Nignevo, so they're made on his chiyuv, he now has no way of patching himself, he can't patch himself with the Shuva anymore. There then will be that he does not get the kefal, because the Bam is not making the kefal to a Shemer in a case where the Shemer has no way of patching himself, even by using a Shuva's checker. So again, to summarize, we have three Mahalchim and the Rishonim had to learn the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Shita of the Ramban is, and the Mishnah says, Nignevoi she'avdu, it's lav dafka, it could even be b'pshiyah, even in the case of the Shemer Chinam is being mechayv himself, but since there were no Edom over here, so the Shemer could have patched himself with a Shua Sheker, therefore the Baam is makna the kefal to him. Mashenkin, in the case where the Edom saw him being Peshiyah, there he does not get the kefal. According to the Shita of the Rajba, even if the were Edom who saw him being Peshiyah, he still would get the kefal. Since in some cases the Shemer Chinam is potter, therefore the Baam Betchil is makna to him the kefal as long as he's not matriach the Baam to come to Bezdin. And the Pshat in the Mishnah, according to the Rashba, is we're coming lafuki a case where the Edom were made that he's potter, meaning he didn't have to pay and he didn't have to make a shvo either. In that case, the Baam never had in mind to be makna to him the kefal. And the third Malach is that of the Ritva, on one hand he holds like the Ramban, if the Edom who saw him being Peshiyah, they're made that he's mechuv and he has no way of patterning himself even with a shvo sheker. In that case, he does not get the kefal. Mashenkin, in the case of the Rashba, if the Edom are made that he's potter, in that case, the Ritva holds that he does get the kefal. And therefore, he learns that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that there are Edom who are saying that it was Nigneva or Nevda, and therefore, Dafka by Shemer Chinam, where the Edom are coming to pattern him, there he does get the kefal. If it would have been a Shemer Sachar, and the Edom were coming to be Mechayiv him, there he would not get the kefal because he doesn't have an option of patterning himself, even with a Shua Sheker. Now, continue to the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara says, Pshita Omer Inni Mishalim, Vechozer Omer Harini Mishalim, Hokomer Harini Mishalim, El Omer Harini Mishalim, Vechozer Omer Inni Mishalim, Mai, Mia Mina Meheder Kohoder Bey, Now, Toys over here at the top of Amid Beis and Dibur Maschel Vechozer V'Omar, he brings that originally Rabbeinu Tam proved from this Gemara, in a case where a person was Mechuyev Shvua in Bezdin, he was the Nitva and he was going to make a Shvua to pattern himself, and he told the other person, the Teveya, that instead you make the Shvua and then I'll pay you. And the question is, can the Nitva later on be Chazer if the Teveya hasn't yet made the Shvua? Obviously, once he did make the Shvua, then it's already too late, but if he didn't make the Shvua yet and the Nitva says, I changed my mind and I will make the Shvua to pattern myself, can he be Chayzer or not? And Rabbeinu Tam wanted to prove from our Gemara, the Gemara here is Muchach, that even after the Shemer said that I'm going to pay instead of making the Shvua, he could still change his mind later on and say that I do want to make the Shvua and I don't want to pay. And Rabbeinu Tam held that in his case as well, the same would be true, even if he told the Tevea that you make the Shvua and pay, the Nitva can still be Chayzer. However, Behem Shech Taisus brings that Rabbeinu Tam was eventually Chayzer. There are a number of rais which he brings that a person cannot be Chayzer once he's Mechayif himself in Bezdin. And therefore, in this case also, Rabbeinu Tam says, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Meheder Kohoder Bey, the Gemara does not mean to say that the Shemer has a right to be Chayzer. Once he said already in Bezdin that I'm going to pay, so he's Mechayiv himself and it's considered as if there was a Gemara dinner ready and it's too late to be Chayzer. And the same would also be true in a case where Nitva was Mechuyiv a Shua to patter himself and he told the Tevea that you make the Shua and then I'll pay you. So once he says that you make the Shua, we consider it as if there was already a Gemara dinner in Bezdin, that if eventually the Tevea will make a Shua, he will be able to collect. And therefore, the Nitva cannot be Chayzer. Now, which Agamor says, Meheder Kohoder Bey, Rabbeinu Tam explains, means to say that we understand that he wants to be Chayzer, and once the Mafkat sees that the Nifka wants to be Chayzer, and the Nifka is going to be Matriachim and Bezdin, so he never meant to be Makna the Kefel in this situation. Agamor, this is how Rabbeinu Tam comes out, Lameisa, that once a person who says in Bezdin that I'm going to pay, or he tells the Tevea that you make a Shua and then I'll pay, and he can no longer be Chayzer, it's as if there was already a Gemar Din in Bezdin. Now, the Rosh over here, he also brings the Derech Rabbeinu Tam. And he brings another two rayas to this. Firstly, he says, if the din will be that the nifkat could be chayzer even after he says, I'm going to pay, then it's not going to start with that just by him saying, I'm going to pay, that's really enough for the mafkat to be makna the kefal. The Aushu Bechran was mechadash on Omer Aleph, lo shilim shilim mamash, ala kivan sha'omar harini mishalim, afu bishalo shilim. Bechran would have said such a chiddish, if the din would be that the nifkat could still be chayzer even after he said that I'm going to pay. And furthermore, the Rosh adds that the mashmais of the Gemara is that this shayla of Omer Harini Mishalim v'chazer of Omer Eini Mishalim Mei, mashmais is this is talking about even in a case where Hashem Rechinam said Pashati. Like the Gemara says previously, even if he says Pashati, still a din is that he gets the kefal. And this Gemara says, what happens if he says Harini Mishalim v'chazer of Omer Eini Mishalim? And here the Rosh says, Hashem Rechinam who said Pashati, or the same would be Hashem Resachar who says Nignav, there's Pashat that once he says Pashati, he cannot be chazer. Once it's Hoidom, Bezdin Hoidos, but then Kameidim Dami, he cannot be Chayzer from this Hoidah, and he definitely is Mechayiv to pay. It's still the Gemara's Mashu that we still have a Shaila, and maybe if he says afterwards, Eini Mishalim, that's enough that he will not get the Kefal. Akarach Lepshad is that not that he's being Chayzer from the Hoidah, but even if he cannot be Chayzer, simply by trying to be Chayzer, that's enough that he's now being Matriach the Mafkid, And the Mafkin never meant to be Makna the Kefal under these terms. No, just that the Tosis and Shvus and Daf Lamed Tes Omer Aleph, Dibur Maschalim Omar, he also says Alderach Tosis and the Rosh. And once he says in Bezin, Harini Mishalim, he can no longer be Chayzer. And when the Gemara says Medar Hadar, it just means to say that he's trying to be Chayzer. And that's enough for him to not get the Kefal. And over there, Tosis adds a little bit further and he says, if the din would be that he can't be Chayzer, what would the Gemara be mistapik whether he means to be Chayzer or he's just being Madche? Surely if the din would be that he's able to be Chayzer, it's mistapik to say that this is what he means to do, and we would not have a second tzad that he's only coming to be Madche. So this is just a further raya, al derech that which Tosis and the Rosh say in Er Sugya, that once he says in Bezin, I'm going to pay, he cannot be Chayzer. Now I'll get back to these Rishonim shortly, but first we'll go on to the next child of the Gemara, Omar Harini Mishalim Umeis, V'Amru Bonav Ein Anu Mishalim Mei. The father was the shamer and the chifetz was stolen from the father, and the father said, Harini Mishalim, before the father had a chance to pay, he died. Now the Yusayim say that we don't want to pay, the Gemara has a similar shayla, do they mean to be chayzer and not pay, or are they just being madche? Now the Ktesa Choshen and Simon Samach Tes, Sifkot and Zayin, he quotes a Marik who brings a raya from this Gemara to an important shayla. The shayla is what happens in a case where a father is mechuyav shvuah b'dei reisa. We know that the kal is any time a person is mechuyav shvuah b'dei reisa, so if he's not willing to make the shvuah, mitech she'ini yochel l'shav mishalim, whether he's not willing to or he's not able to make the shvuah, for example, if he's a person who's possible for a shvuah, so the din is that he's mechuyav to pay. And the question that the Ktais and the Marik discuss is, what happens if a person was mechuyav shvuah b'dei reisa, and before he had a chance to make the shvuah, he died? Now the Yisraelim are not able to make the shvuah, so do we say the same kal, mitech she'ini yochel l'shav mishalim? The father had been mechuyav shvua, and if he would not have made the shvua, he would have been mechuyav to pay. Now the father died without making the shvua, and the sons obviously are not able to make the shvua, they don't know what happened, so maybe they should be mechuyav. We should say, mitech sheni yachal adishava mishalim. The Tais wants to suggest that this is Talia Machaikis Rishainim, and how to understand the Yisayid of Mitoich. Barak Alparmi then quotes a Marik in Sherish Kuf Chof, who brings the Rai from Er Sugya. Marik says, in Er Sugya, it's Muchach, we see that the father had been mechuyav shvua midir Reisa. He said he wants to pay, but Lamaisa he didn't pay, nor did he make a shvua yet. And afterwards, when he dies, the Gemara has a suffix, how to understand what do the Yisayim mean when they say, Inanu Mishalmim, do they mean to be Chayzer and they do not intend to pay, or they're just being Madche? And Marik asks, what does this mean that they could be Chayzer? L'char, how could they not pay? Since they're not able to make a Shvuah, we should say, Mitech Sheni Yochel Yishova Mishalim. This Gemara is Muchach, even in a case where the father said already that he's going to pay. Still, the Yisayim could be Chayzer and not pay. Koshkin, in a case where the father died before he said anything, definitely the difference is the Yisayim are not Mechayiv to pay. Even though they cannot make a shvua, we don't say mitayach sheni yochel lishava mishalim. This is the right that Marik brings from Asugyo to this tzad, that even though the Yisrael cannot make the shvua, still we don't say the din of mitayach, and they're putter from paying. And the Ktzai says that based on the way that Tosis and the Rosh learned in the previous shayla of the Gemara, we could be madcha this raya of the Marik. The same way in the previous shayla, the Tosis and the Rosh learned, the tzad of Meheder Kohadar doesn't mean that he's actually being chayzer, because he cannot be chayzer. Once he's mechayiv himself to pay, he cannot change his mind. It's still the Gemara's mavur that if he's trying to be chayzer, that's the reason why the Bayan will not be makna the kefil to the shamer. Here we can explain the same thing. According to Tosis and the Rosh, either way the Yisrael cannot be chayzer. Once the father was mechayiv himself, he said already mishalim, to the same way he himself cannot be chayzer, the Yisrael will not be able to be chayzer either. Still the Gemara has a tzad to say that if the Yisrael are trying to be chayzer, that he'll be matriach the mafke, that's enough of a reason that he's not going to be makna the kefil. So even if we'll assume like the tzad and the Tosis shiloh, that once the Bayan was a mechuyiv v'shua, if he dies and he didn't make the shua, the Yisayim are mechuyiv to pay because of the din of mitayich. Here, either way, they would have been mechuyiv to pay, because the father said a reading mishalim, and according to Tosis and the Rosh, they cannot be chayzer. So now there will be two reasons why the Yisayim will have to pay. Firstly, because the father said a reading mishalim, and secondly, because of the din of mitayich. But either way, still the Gemara would have it sad to say that if they're trying to get out of it, if we understand that they're meheder kahoder, they're trying to get out of paying, that's enough of a reason why the mafkid will not be makna the kefil in this circumstance. Now, with Das the Marik, we could explain that what he meant to bring a raya from Er Sugya is from the Havamina of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis brings that originally Rabbeinu Tam wanted to bring a raya from Er Gemara that if a person says Rabbeinu Mishalim, he could be Chayzer, meaning originally Rabbeinu Tam understood that when the Gemara says Meheder Kohoder, it means that he's really being Chayzer, and therefore that's the reason why he will not get the Kefel. L'chor, according to the Havamina of Rabbeinu Tam, how did he understand that the next child of the Gemara, the next case where the sons say, Einanu Mishalmim, they also, the Gemara has two tzadim. The first side is the Meheder Kohoder, they mean to be Chayzer. That would be the reason why they don't get the kefel. L'chor, according to this Havmina, how could they be chayzer if you'll say like the tzad in the Ktosis Shiloh that if the father's mechuyav v'shua midereisa and he dies before making the shvua, there's a din of mitayich since the sons cannot make the shvua. So in this Shaklan Shiloh of the Gemara, meheder kahoder cannot possibly mean that they really are going to get out of not paying. Since even if they do mean to be chayzer from now which the father said Arayim Mishalim, and they're able to undo that, but either way they'd be mechuyev to pay, since the father was mechuyev a shvua deraisa, and they cannot make that shvua, so they'll have to pay midin mitoich. Had it been the time originally understand in his havmina. From here, l'chayr, this is what the marik meant to bring a raya, from Agamart's Muchach, that there is no din mitoich if the father dies without making the shvua. Therefore, in Rabbeinu Tam's havmina, the second shayla of the Gemara also, we can understand, meheder kahoder, the Gemara had it sad to say that maybe the sons are being chayzer from now which the father said Arayim Mishalim. And once they're chayzer, they're actually potter, there's no din of mitoich either. This was the raya of the marik. This is how we understand the first side of the second shayla. It's sad to say that they would not get the kefal in this case if they mean to be chayzer. This is was the raya of the marik according to the havmin of Rabbeinu Tam. And in Sefer Shiur, Reb Shmuel from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, over here in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Daled, he explains the raya of the marik in this way. Now continue on to the next two shaylos of the Gemara, the shayla of Shilmu Bonim and the shayla of Shilim Libonim. The first shayla of Shilmu Bonim, Rashi explains, V'av lehispik loy maharini mishalim ad shemes. In other words, the pikadon was stolen from the father, from the shemer, and he didn't get a chance to say harini mishalim, and then he died. Afterwards, the son paid. The question is, do the sons get the kefil? As the Gemara explains, the two tzadim are, maybe the mafkid only meant to be makin of the kefil to the father, because he was overly noyach nafshah, he did a favor, by saying it to the sons, he never intended to be makin of them the kefil. Maybe even to the sons, he would be masking to be makin of the kefil. Now the Pnei Yeshua explains in Rashi, Rashi's before that the case is talking about that the bikotim was stolen from the father. Rashi says he just didn't get a chance to say Arayim Mishalim, but the Mashmai says that it was stolen from him. And the Pnei Yeshua explains because if the father died, and then afterwards the Pekadin was stolen from the sons, then it's partial that he did not get the Kefil, because there is no Din Shmir Bechlau by the sons. The Din is that if a father dies, and he had a Pekadin by him which he was watching, there is no Din that the sons have to take over the Shmir of their father. They were never Mekabel Shmira, therefore the case cannot be talking about that it was stolen from the son. And the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Rashba, who says that any case where the Din is that the Shemir is Pater Legamri even without a Shvua, like in a case where Eidim were made that it was an Ines, or by a Shayim Rechim, they were made that it was Nignava without a Pshia. So the Rashba says in that case, the Bayam never meant to be Makna the Kefil, since the Shemir has no Chiyuvim Bechlal, not to pay nor to make a Shvua, if he decides on his own he wants to pay anyhow, that this is something which the Mafkin never expected, he never meant to be Makna the Kefil in this situation. And the Pnei Yeshua says, Koshkin, in our case, over here, if the Chepitz would have been stolen from the sons, so not only are they potter both from Mashua and from paying, but they never were Shemir Bechlal. Here, definitely, the Baal never meant to be Makna the Kefil. And the what the Pnei Yeshua means to say is that even if he'll argue on the Rashba, we saw previously in the Shir that there is the Shita of the Ritva, he argues on the Rashba and he learns that even in the case with the Edim that were made, that it was Nignava or Nevda, with any Pshia, in that case, the Shemir is potter even from Mashua. And still, the way the Ritva learned the Mishnah, the Bayam is Makna the Kefil over there. Here, in this case, where the sons were never Shemir and Bechlal, even the Ritva would be masking that the Bayam is not Makna the Kefil. Therefore, the case in the Gemara has to be talking about that it was stolen from the father, and Al-Karchel also has to be talking about that the father did not say Arini Mishalim. If he did, then the sons definitely will get the Kefil, as long as they weren't Chayzer. If they were Chayzer, that's the previous Shailah in the Gemara. Therefore, Rashi had to explain that the case is talking about that the father died before he had a chance to say Arini Mishalim. Now, the next shayla of the Gemara, Shilim Libanim, the Mafkid is the one who died. Here Rashi explains, Mesu Habailim Vinignava, first the Mafkid died, then afterwards the Chepitz was stolen. As opposed to the previous case where the Shemer died, there Rashi explains that the Chepitz was stolen before he died. So the Rashba over here discusses this Rashi, and he brings the Machlekes Rishenim. At first he brings the Shita of the Ravid, who explains differently than Rashi, that the case of Shilim Libanim is at first the chavitz was stolen, and afterwards the father died. There it is sad to say that since the father was here at the time when the kinyan was supposed to have taken place, which is Shra'achas Samach L'Gnevasa, Rav is going according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, that the Nasi Kaimerloi is that Samach L'Gnevasa Kinyu Yilicho, and Rav explains, if the father was not alive at that point, then it's partial that the Shemir will not get the kefil, the father was not alive when the Hakno was supposed to take place, and the sons, the Rav says, Lo'akno Le'klum, they never made any Hakno. Therefore, Karach the Shaila is in a case where the father was alive at the time of the Geneva, and the question is the father Makbid to only be Makna the Kefil in a case when he himself is going to get the Tashlumin, or even if his sons will get the Tashlumin also, he's masking him to be Makna the Kefil. Then the Rashba brings the Shita of Rashi. He says Rashi learns the opposite. If the father was alive at the time of the Geneva, then it's partial that the Shemer will get the Kefil. And we say, Nasik Ka'imrloi Likashat Higonev Vitirza Vitishalmini, the Lashon of Vitishalmini is Lavdafka. It's partial that the father is not makbid dafka that he should get the tashlumin, even if the tashlumin will be to his sons also, he's masking him to be makna the kefil. Therefore, if he was alive at that point of samach l'gneva, the shemer definitely will get the kefil. The shaila of the Gemara is when the father had died already, and the question is whether the sons are makna the kefel. Now the Rashba continues and he says that according to the first tzad of Rava, that the nasi ka'imr lo is harei parasi knu l'chom mi'achshov, then also there's no suffix in the Gemara. Since the father did the hakna, that it should be chal mi'achshov, if in the end the par is stolen and the shamer pays, so those conditions were fulfilled, the shamer did pay in the end, and as we said, the father definitely is not makna that he should pay dafka him, paying the son is also kiyam atanai. The shaila of the Gemara is according to the second lashon of Rava, that the nasi ka'imr is that samach l'gnei vasa k'nui l'cha, so here you would need the hakna of the sons, because they're the ones who owned it, samach l'gnei vasa, and that's the shaila of the Gemara. And the Rashba explains further, he says, that the Rashba did not want to learn that this is the case, because the banim never did any hakna. The Rashba explains why Rashi argues on this, and he says, Be'esim, the truth is that even the mafkin himself never did hakna. Rather, it's nasa ka'imrloi. The Rashba explains nasa ka'imrloi means that it's leiv bezdin masna bekach, bezdin make this condition, mishum di yordu chacham l'soif daite shabriyos, the cult islay behima ikalin biyad shemer nichaled le nitrach bebedino veliknu shemer kfeilo dosimi elmo. Bezins are the one who established this din because they make an assessment that this is what people would want. In other words, even though they were not thinking bepoil at the time, they gave it over to the shemer. But since this is what they would want, to make sure that they get the shar back, get the karen back, and they'll be willing to be makin the kefil to the shemer if he pays. Therefore, there's no difference between the father and the sons. Even though the sons were not the one who gave over the para for shmiro, they also would want such a thing, and therefore the Leif Mezdin Master would apply to them as well. What is the Shaila of the Gemara, the Rashba explains? The Shaila is, the Gemara has said that maybe the whole Nasa Ka'imer is dependent on that which the Shemer was overly Nech Nafshay, he did a favor, that's why the Balaam is willing to be Makna the Kefel. If so, this would not apply by the sons of the Mafkid, because they never got a favor, so there's no Nasa Ka'imer. I don't believe not, the Nasa Ka'imer is not based on the Nech Nafshay, and therefore even the sons also would be Makna the Kefel. But Be'ikur, the Rashba is coming to explain that the Shita of Rashi is not like that which the Ravid Tainer, that the sons never did any hakna. The Rashba explains to Das Rashi that the father also didn't do a hakna. Rather, there's a Nasa Ka'imer, it's a Leif Bezin Masne, and that could apply to the sons as well, even though they never gave over the Pekadin for Shmira. And the question just is the Nasa Ka'imer based on the Nayach Nafshoi? Now, the only problem with all this is, and this the Masha asks, and that is the way Rashi learned in the second lesson of Rava, that the Nasa Ka'imer loy samuch l'gevosi knu yilucha, Rashi explained that the Nasa Ka'imer loy is b'shal shemosr loy, meaning even in the second Lashon, we have to go back to the time of the Mesira. At that moment, it was Nasa Ka'imer loy. The Bayam said that if eventually it will be stolen and you'll pay for it, it will be counted to you for the moment before the Geneva. If we need this, that the Nasa Ka'imer loy is b'shas Mesira, then by the sons you don't have it, the sons never did a Mesira. So how could Rashi learn the Gemara that the tzad to say that he will get the Kefil is because the sons, they're makna the Kefil at the moment before the Geneva? Even if theoretically there is a Nasa Ka'imer loy by the sons as well, but as far as they're concerned, it's not B'shas Mesira, and from here the Mashal brings the right analogy Rashi, that the Nasa Ka'imer loy according to the second Lashon of Rava is not B'shas Mesira, rather it's at the time right before the Geneva, at that moment there's a Nasa Ka'imer loy, and if the same way that it worked by the father, it could also work by the sons. Now just mention B'kitzur that Rabbi Kveger answered this Kasha of the Mashal, and he says that which Rashi is Mavur, that the Nasa Ka'imer loy is Dafka B'shas Mesira, it's not the pshat that it has to be at the moment of the Mesira, but Ikra, what it's totally in, is that it's at the moment that he became a Shomer. At the time that the Shomer is becoming a Shomer for the Mafkid, that's when we make an umdana on the Das of the Mafkid, that he intends that if the Shomer eventually will pay for the Geneva, then he should get the Kefil. If that's the pshat, Rikvigur says, then we could say the same thing also would apply to the children. The moment that the father dies, at that moment the Nifkar becomes a Shomer for the children, so that at that moment of Kabbalah Shmira, that's when there'll be an umdana on the Das of the children, and the Nasa Ka'imer loy could be applied to them at that moment, even though there's no actual Mesira of the Parah at that point, it's not telling the Mesira of the Parah, what it's really telling is the moment of the Kabbalah Shmira. This is how Rabbi Kveger answers the Kasha of the Marsha. And earlier in the show we mentioned from the Ketzayis, he has a different way of understanding Rashi, that which Rashi has to explain even in the second Lashon, that the Nasa Ka'imer loy is B'shas Mesira. The Ketzayis has a different Pshat than the Rashi, and this is something which would have to be worked out according to the Ketzayis' understanding. Would the Kasha of the Marsha be difficult on Rashi? Perhaps according to the Malach of the Ketzayis as well, a teretz could be worked out why the Nasa Ka'imer loy could apply to the sons, even though that's not the moment of the Mesira. Now let's speak for a few more minutes about the memory of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mashbin oisa shvua she'ena bershusoy, maitayma cheshinan shema enav nosen ba. Rav Huna says, even though the Mishnah says that if he wants he could be shilim v'lei rotzeli shava, he could part himself from making the shvua by paying instead, in that case he gets the kefel, but he still will be mechuyif one shvua, the shvua of enav bershusoy, because Rechesha Shema Inav Nosanba, maybe he decided to keep the Chafetz for himself. Now Rashi over here says, and the Ritva is Mayrach more about this, that even though we know already the Gemara Vova Meralov says that every Shemer is Mechir to make three Shvois, Shvur Shalei Pashati Bo, Shvur Shalei Shalachta Bo Yad, and Shvur Sheino Bershusi. However, that's in the case where he's patterning himself. He has to make all three of those shvois. In that case where he's paying, one would have thought that he should not be mechiv any shvua at all, even the shvua of Eino Bershusi. And the Ritva explains, this is in the Ritva HaChadoshim, that in this case, l'cher there will be no tzad shenosin ba'inov, that he decided to steal from himself. If he decided to steal it, why would he pay money for it? He would have stolen it without paying for it. And that everyone has come to tell us the chiddush that no, he is mechiv to make this shvua of Eino Bershusi, because v'chayshish shem Einov nosin ba, he doesn't ever want to pay for it, he doesn't want to be an outright gazlin, and leisachmai, that he's not concerned about, leisachmai le'inshi b'leidomi mashma, he doesn't believe that he's really over on leisachmai if he's paying for it. So yar chayshish that really shem Einov nosin ba, and for that reason he has to make a shvua of Eino Bershusi. Now in the Tva Yishanim over here, and in the Rosh as well, in the end of the seventh parak of Shuas, they both say that this shvua of Rav Huna, shvua she'ini b'shusik, is not a shvua deraisa, rather it's a shvua derabanan. And they explain that even though the Gemara in Daf Vav is mashma that all three shvuas are deraisa, the shvua shlei shalachti b'yad, shlei pashati ba, and she'ini b'shusi, they explain that because over there where there's a shvua deraisa, the ikur shvua of shlei pashati ba, that's definitely a shvua deraisa. So then we're megaglin the other two shvuas as well, gilgul shvua is deraisa, and therefore we consider all three shvuas to be deraisa. The Rosh says that the shuah of Shlei Pashati Ba and the shuah of Shlichus Yad, they're both Deraisa, and the shuah of Sheinu Bershusi, that's the one that's in this Galgal. But Akapan, both of them are saying that as far as the shuah of Sheinu Bershusi, if the Shem is patterning himself, and therefore he's making other shuahs which are Deraisa, so then this shuah also has a din of Deraisa. If, however, he's paying, and therefore he's not making other shuahs, then this shuah of Sheinu Bershusi has a din of a shuah Derabanan. And the Ram as well is also Mavur like this, that this shuah of Sheinu Bershusi is a shuah Derabanan. The Ram is in Perek Vav, Hilchus Shelo, Pikotin, Elocha Aleph. Well, just mentioned Derech Agav, the Rambam over there starts with an interesting din. He says, this Shvua of Eino Bershusi is not in all cases. He says, if the Bikadin was Dover Motsui, it's a standard item which you could get in the Shuk, like Peiris, or Yiriyos, Shalsemer, sheets of wool. Since this is a standard item, there's no Chash that Shema Einov Nosen Ba. The whole din is Dafka, for example, by a Beged Mitsuyer, a garment with a design, or a Behema, these are things which are unique. That's where there's a Chash of Shema Einov Nosen Ba. The Mag Mishnah over there points out that this is not a Gemara, this the Ram wrote on his own Misvara. Bakapan, the Ram then continues and he says that when there is a Chash of Shema'in of Nosan Ba, then there's a Chi of Shvua, and he says Mefurish that this Shvua is a Takonas Chachamim. There is, however, Shitas which argue on this. The Ritva himself brings a Yeshainim that it's a Shvua Deraisa, and the Tumim brings in Simon Ayin Beis, Sifkot and Memvov, Beshem the Baal Chumis, he also holds that it's a Shvua Deraisa, and the Ksois discusses this in Simon Ayin Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. And he says the side of this shayla, whether it's a chiyah shvua deraisa or not, the shayla is whether we look at this as a tfiyas mamon. In other words, any time a person is tevea something from his friend, a specific chayfetz, and the friend says, I don't owe you the chayfetz, but I owe you money instead, is that considered a tfiyas mamon? For example, if Ruvain makes a claim from Shimon that you sold me your chayfetz, and Shimon says, I did not sell it. However, Ruvain's masking that he didn't pay for it yet. So in other words, Ruvain is saying that the chayfetz is mine and I'll give you money, and Shimon says, no, you keep your money, the chayfetz is mine. Is this considered a tzvias mamin? And the Tzais brings Reis that this is considered a tzvias mamin. Therefore, there can't be a chi of shua deraisa over here. For example, if Reuven brings an eid echad who says that I saw that Shimon sold the chayfetz to Reuven, so Shimon will be mechayv to make a shua deraisa. And the Tzais says, l'cher, the same thing should apply over here as well. Why is there no chi of shua deraisa of shua sashemrim? Even if the Shem is willing to pay for the chayfetz, but if we have a chash, then maybe it's stolen his rishus. When there's a tfiyah and a kfirah by Shemrim, there's a chi of shua deraisa, we should look at this also as a tfiyas mamin, and there should be a chi of shua deraisa, shua sa Shemrim. So the Ktois explains like this. He says, the case over here is not talking about whether there's a specific chayfetz, which is be'en, and they're arguing whose it is. If that was the case, that the mafkid is saying, this chayfetz is mine, and the Shemrim denies this, he says, your chayfetz is gone, and I'll pay you for it, the chayfetz you see over here is mine, this is not the one you gave me to watch. This is not the case that we're dealing with in the sugya, and if this was the case, the Ktois says, also, this would not be mechiv v'shua deraisa or shua sashemrim, because this is not a din which is negit to the chiyuv shmira. It's not that Reuven's claiming that you're peshay and you're shmira. They're arguing whose chayfetz this belongs to. This would not be mechiv v'shua sashemrim. But Al-Kaponim, our case is talking about where the chayfetz is not be'en. We don't have it here. It's not that Reuven's being tevea a specific chayfetz and saying that it's mine. Rather, the case is talking about that the chayfetz is gone. And the shayla is whether the shemir has to make a shua sashemrim, a shua deraisa that it's not b'shusay. Once we don't have the chayfetz be'en, the only tviya could possibly be to mechayev the shemer to pay, and here he's paying anyhow. And the Tosfos says the whole concept of a shvua deraisa is, as the Gemara in Shvuos Daf Mem Aleph says, that if he does not make the shvua, then nachtina lenichsei. So Mishnah in a case where he's trying to pattern himself, he's saying that the chayfetz was stolen, and we have a chash that it's really b'shusay. So if he doesn't make the shvua, we'll be able to go down to his nechasim and collect. He'll have to pay money. Mashenker in this case, where he's willing to pay money anyhow, so there's no point in being mechayv in the shruah deraisa, so it's not going to accomplish anything. For that reason, the Ksais explains there cannot possibly be a shruah deraisa. However, a shruah derabanan there can be, because the ikur point of the shruah derabanan is that we can mechayv him to make the shruah, and if he does not make the shruah, then minadan noisei, we put him into chayrim. So this is what we do over here as well. We'll force him to make a shruah derabanan of eina b'shusai. The point that we're trying to accomplish is not that if he does not make the shruah, we'll be able to collect his nechasim. Rather, the point is to put him in chayim if he doesn't make the shruah. This will force him either to make the shruah or to admit that he really took it for himself. This is how the Ksais explains the shitas of the Rishonim, why the shruah over here, the shruah of Rav Huna, is not a shruah of Midaraisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.